Sol de los Ríos.
Number one. This is a patient that is 82-year-old Hispanic female that is being following this practice because of the presence of CKD, that is stage 3B. This patient has improved the kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.2, the BUN is 44. And the estimated GFR is 44 mLs per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 67 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is with the normal limits. In other words, the patient is in very stable condition. We think that at one time the patient had the compensation of the cardiopulmonary condition. She has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and she was with exacerbation. And lately, she has been very stable. Number two, essential hypertension. The initial blood pressure at home at the office was elevated with a diastolic of 96. We decided to take a manual determination. It was 120 over 60. Following number, the patient has a serum albumin, serum hemoglobin that is 11 milligrams per cent. She is advised to continue taking iron, one tablet PO every day. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia, the serum uric acid is 6.0. She hasn't had any gouty attacks recently. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis. Following number, a history of congestive heart failure without the compensation. The patient remains with a fluid restriction of 40 ounces in 24 hours and with a sodium intake of 2,000 milligrams in 24 hours. And she is emphasized to always remain with these restrictions. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation, the vitamin D levels are within control and within range. Following number, the rheumatoid arthritis that is without any manifestations at this point. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. I invested the 10 minutes review in the lab, in the face-to-face 18 minutes, in the documentation 8 minutes.